Sup guys, it's Brendan with DIY Sound Library. As you can tell today, I'm not actually at home. I'm in the car driving. I haven't done episodes like this before, but I wanted to try it out because, well, first of all, I don't have my interface. It's actually locked up at the church where we record. So I wanted to try to do this in the car as I'm going to get some tape for a shipment I'm doing actually. So right now I'm actually finishing up one of my cassette releases that I'm shipping out to a band in California, actually. So that's why I have to go to the UPS store right now and get what I need, because I don't have half the shit I need anyway. But anyway, in this episode, I have Ellie in the back with me, my little dog. She's just chilling. We're going for a ride. I wanted to talk about listening to music in the car and why that is beneficial to a lot of people, and the different memories we have associated with that, and the pros and cons with that. Like, why is listening in the car to your music, your mixes, and things like that, why is that beneficial? Why is it fun? And why does it work? Well, I think one of the first things is that you're in a safe, comfortable space without any outside forces involved. Like, there's no one to interrupt you, to ruin your day. Like, you're in the car chilling by yourself, and so that for a lot of people is very calming. And I know it is for myself. I love just listening to music by myself. Like, I can pick out different things in the mix that I'm working on, turn this thing up, turn that thing up, turn the kick drum down, more bass guitar, whatever it is. It's just you. And you can hear that stuff in the car, and I love it. Another thing is, like, you're not using headphones when you're in the car, so I feel like you get a more accurate picture. Whoops. I'm still trying to figure out how to record this. My mic keeps falling. Okay. The other thing is, like, when you're in the car, you're not using headphones, so the low end, frequency-wise, is a little bit more accurate. Because when you're using headphones, there's only so much low end you can actually hear, because it doesn't have space to develop those low end frequencies, because bass frequencies need space. And those types of speakers, and the fact that they're so close to your head, it can't really get to the low sub frequencies. But you can get that within the car, and I'm sure you know that. So that's another pro for listening in the car for your mixes and all that stuff. Now, there is a theory that since you're in the car, you don't have any, like, walls for the sound to bounce directly off of. And that's not entirely true, because the car itself is like a structure that you're within. So the sound does bounce off of that internally. But the bass frequencies are able to leave the car, which allows for a more natural overall listening experience, which is great when you're referencing your own mixes. And that kind of brings up the idea of, like, knowing your acoustic environment really well. So many of us are in our cars all the time, driving around to school, to work, to friends' houses, to family. We know how things sound in the car and how they should sound compared to other pro mixes and pro songs. So you may not have an ideal setup at your house for a studio. Maybe your room is really small and there's parallel walls and you have no acoustic treatment. It doesn't sound good there, and it's not going to give you an accurate picture of your mix. But you know, when you come to the car, you know that environment so well that you can really reference that accurately and get an accurate reading on what's going on in your productions. And that's huge, you know? I think knowing your acoustic environment, what works, what doesn't work in it, what are the pitfalls, what's good about the room, and in this instance, the car, knowing those things specifically is almost more important than having a so-called good-sounding room that you don't know about. And like, what do I really mean by that? Well, some people may just walk into a room that's technically good, but if they know nothing about it, they don't know where the peaks of the bass frequencies are, if you record in this corner versus that corner, and certain reflections over here or over there are worse or better. And it's like, if you don't know that stuff, you don't really know what you're doing in that room. So that's why I think so many of us know our cars so well that referencing things in your cars is therefore a good option because we know the environment and we know how it compares to other mixes. And that's certainly something like I'm trying to get better with, is comparing my mixes to other pro mixes, pro productions with, you know, songs that actually do numbers, not mine. Like my shitty songs, how do they compare to real professionals, you know? And that's something that's hard to compare with headphones, but it's easier to compare with when you're in the car, because we all know what sounds right in the car, what's hitting right, what's not hitting right, especially in the low end. By the way, let me know if you like these car episodes. I actually love driving around and talking about stuff and philosophies behind music production. So if you like this type of episode, I know there's probably a lot of background noise, but let me know. Pulling up to the UPS store now. What else did I want to talk about? Well, the cool thing I know about listening to mixes in your car and your productions, referencing it all from the car, is that you don't need to necessarily make time out of your schedule, out of your day, to listen in the car. Now, you certainly can. You certainly can go for purposeful car rides just to listen to your mixes, and I do recommend that, and I do that all the time. But so many of us are always on the go and going places and driving around that you can just listen to your shit and get good feedback on your way to work, on your way to your friend's house. So the cool thing is with listening in the car, like, you don't have to make time for it. It just automatically fits in your schedule, which is pretty sick, because a lot of us are pressed for time. All right, just arrived at the UPS store. I'm going to stop this, maybe do some more on the way out. We'll see. But if you're listening so far, thank you. Talk to you soon.